Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. We thank you for your love and kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you and we praise your holy name. And now we know, Lord God, that you're here among us by your Holy Spirit. You say we're two or more gathered together in your name. You are in the midst of us. So come, Holy Spirit, with all of your quickening power. Be among us. You know what each and every one of us needs. And so, Holy Spirit, speak now, for we're listening. Speak to our hearts. Let us know that you care about us, Lord God. Remind us as we go through these times of ups and downs and difficulties in our nation and in the world. Speak, Lord God, as we remember those in Florida and in Puerto Rico and in the Caribbean, Lord God, that the storm, the hurricane has attacked and destroyed so many lives lost and personal property lost. Lord God, be among us. Comfort those people in Florida today and in Puerto Rico and in the islands, God, in the Caribbean islands. Have mercy. In Christ's name, amen. I was thinking for a moment that if you do know that we are, you know, when they say you're a lectionary preacher, that means, you know, we follow the lection that is a selection of the scriptures throughout the year. You know, you have your C, your A, and so I was thinking that, you know, if you listen to the gospel, because we tend to always read the gospel, you get to know the whole gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You tend to know all the scriptures at some point, or you tend to hear it at some point. And today we are looking at, and we've seen this before, the 10 lepers that were healed and only one returned. And my sermon title is Thanksgiving Lesson from a Former Leper. Where we often look at Thanksgiving backwards, a writer says. We think of Thanksgiving as thanking God for something that has happened to us already. The real purpose of giving thanks, though, is opening up the door to even greater blessing. Thanksgiving becomes a window through which God's love shines. So therefore, thanking God before we get what we're asking for is a wonderful way to be. Thanking God and expecting. We don't have to wait till God gives us for us to thank God. We can thank God before we get our blessing. A kind of expectancy that God will bless us. We've heard the story, right? It says the 10 lepers were blessed for their faith. They were 10 forsaken, disheartening men. And frankly, they were hopeless because they lived in a society where leprosy, a disease for which there was no cure, was not a good thing to have at all. In fact, leprosy was a death sentence carried out a little bit at a time, an arm, now a leg, or an ear later. It spread and mostly in the face and all over the body. And if one can remember when we didn't know much about AIDS and HIV AIDS, and people were afraid to touch folks and all of that, that you could get it from just touching, and people were staying away from folks. Do you remember that years ago when it first came out? It was kind of the leprosy of modern time, right? People were concerned, worried. And now, and then we came to see COVID and then the monkeypox and all these other things that have come, and now we hear about Ebola and so on. And you find that these viruses and diseases that come that gets us worried about touching folks. Can you imagine when you have leprosy, and it would be a little bit like what they say the monkeypox would look like, because it's all over your body. I mean, you could see it, right? You could see the effect of leprosy on the skin. In fact, leprosy was a death sentence. And so, and because of the disease was thought to be highly contagious, lepers were driven out of town where they couldn't associate with anyone, right? So not only did they have that disease, they were isolated. These men were hopeless and helpless and alone, you know, but they formed a fellowship among themselves, right? They would have leper colonies. You've heard of leper colonies, because they would form some kind of fellowship, because everybody needs someone. So they would form a fellowship among themselves. And then one day they heard about Jesus, and their hopes began to rise. And one would wonder, what did they hear about Jesus? They must have heard that there's a healer in town and that he's healing folks. They reached a point of believing, so they began to dream. Can you imagine having leprosy for years and they began to dream, can I be healed? Can this happen to me? In spite of a hopeless disease, they began to feel there was a chance to live. And through fellowship, these 10 lepers had the courage to keep going. And I think based on the text, that's why 10 of them went. Because if they went alone, they could have been stoned or put upon, but they went as a group, right? It's a kind of fellowship. Then they met Jesus and said to him, Master, have mercy upon us. Everybody would have told them that they were going to die, that it was useless to ask for help. If they had believed that, they would have died. But they came to our Lord, taking time and talking to him. And Jesus, at his word, said this: all things are possible to him who believe. Could you imagine? Jesus said to the leper, all things are possible to him who believes. And Jesus saw a way to test their faith. He did not heal them right on the spot. What did Jesus do? He said to them, go, show yourself to the priests. And you see what, friends, they could have looked at each other and said, well, nothing is going to happen to me. Why should I go? Because you're looking at their body and nothing is changing, right? We're just the same as we were. Instead, they did what he said. They obeyed him. And as they went, the blessing came and they were cleansed. What a tremendous experience that. On their way to show themselves to the priest, because they had been isolated, ostracized from being in the temple, because they were deemed to be unclean, right? So they could not enter the temple, like the woman with the issue of blood. Anything with any blemish, I mean, when you read like the Leviticus, Old Testament, anything without any with blemish or things like that were banned from the temple. Can you imagine living in that kind of life? Yeah, so Jesus said to them, go. Nothing is happening, but something is, it's better to obey. Scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. So the Bible tells us they went. And on their way, they were healed. But guess what happened? What happened, friends? As you could see from the picture there, as I'm going to move up the slide in a minute, 9 went. They went rejoicing, but one returned. One remembered to return to come and give thanks. And the Bible tells us that he laid prostrate on the ground, right, at the feet of Jesus, and began to praise God. And I'd like to submit to you all that I have a feeling that there were tears running down Jesus' cheeks. I just have a feeling that when that one came back and knelt at his feet and gave thanks, that Jesus was weeping. And Jesus asked the question, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? You see, I don't want Jesus to have to ask that question about me. I don't want when Jesus has blessed me, that Jesus have to ask, where is she? You mean she didn't come back and say thanks? I want to be the one or the two who will come back and say thank you, Jesus. Why didn't the 9 come back? Right? That's another story. Why didn't the 9 come back? But this one who understood what God had done, that Jesus had healed him, came back. Next slide. Next slide, gentlemen, at the top. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving lessons from a former leper. And so there are lessons we can learn from a leper. I know Thanksgiving is coming, and we are ready. Thanksgiving, the one day that we are ready to give thanks and to eat the big meal, that one day. But friends, Thanksgiving should be Thanksgiving. Should be every day of our lives, giving God thanks. One writer says, praise God with your 23,000 breaths per day. He says, you take approximately, you and me, approximately 23,000 breaths every day. But when was the last time you thanked God for one of them? He said, the process of inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide is a complicated respiratory task that requires physiological precision. We tend to thank God for the things that take our breath away. And that's fine. But maybe we should thank God for every other breath too. Every time we breathe, we should be thanking God. Thanking God that we could breathe. You know, last week, I know many of you have seen it on the news, last Thursday, I believe, a gentleman who was just walking from his job, walking in front of the church, was hit by a car, just coming from work, and was hit by a car so badly. I've been trying to find out. Several people have come to my house to ring the doorbell to ask if I know what has happened, and I'm going to try to do a little research to see if I could find out if he passed away. Some have said he passed away, but he was hit, and that car picked him up and on the hood and dropped him like, you know, the tree that is in front of the parsonage. And I think about it, and I even say to Winnie, and Winnie and Karen and I, we walk around there. You know, I walk, and Winnie walks. It could have been any one of us, because it's not because we are special or we have done so good. Could be any one of us. That man was laying on the ground, leg twisted. The blood was coming from his head. It could be his ear or his head. Just coming from work. I've not been able to get him out of my mind, because when I look through my windows on that side, I see the spot. I've been praying for him. But it could have been any one of us. And makes you want to thank God. Makes you want to thank God more than you ever did before. Because God has been merciful to us. You know, you see these things. And thank God for the cameras we have. Because we have these cameras here. And when I was out there, they were asking, the police were asking, you know, who saw and who didn't see. And people were talking and talking. And as I was walking in the front, I remember the cameras that Doc had installed in the front of the church. So I called Doc at home and I said, you know, maybe we have something on it that the police can see. And thanks be to God, not for the accident, but Doc came and he had installed it out there, and he came and was able to upload it and give it to the detective. And when you see that thing, it breaks your heart. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we? So much to be thankful for every single day of our lives. Every single day that we wake up, right? We give God thanks for the very breath we breathe. Do you just get up in the morning and just say, thank you, Lord? Am I the only one who does that, or anybody else who does that? If you have done that, say, could you say amen? I get up in the morning, I'm sitting at the edge of my bed. Sometimes I don't even have a time for full prayer, but I say, oh, thank you, Lord, for this another day that you've given me. I do not take it lightly, because tomorrow is promised to no one, friends. So we're going to learn some lessons from this. He's a former leper, because he's no longer a leper. He was healed by Jesus. Next slide. One of the first lessons we want to remember and do is that we must what? Go to Jesus. Whatever the problems or the situation is, no matter how difficult it looks, we must go to Jesus. Right? This problem seems self-explanatory, yet sometimes we need to be reminded that Jesus is the healer. Go to Jesus. Sometimes we don't get the answer right away. It doesn't seem as if it's going to work out. I don't know if this man has died or not, but I've been going to Jesus for this man. I don't know what has happened to him. Whatever it is, I've been asking the Lord to have mercy upon him. Right? And to take care of his family, his loved ones. So if he's gone, if God has taken him to be with him, I'm praying now for his family. His family. So we should first, number one, go to Jesus. Because what did those lepers do? They went to Jesus. They were in a terrible situation. They were in a terrible condition, but they went to Jesus. Amen? Number two, pride must be overcome. Pride, I don't get it. You know, I think about it. People come to the church and they're so prideful. They just, folks just, I'm not going to do that. Well, I can't do that because she doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. Who cares? God lays it on your heart to say, thank you, Jesus. God lays it on your heart to say, I thank you, Lord, while you're in church. Who cares? Who are we trying to impress? Heaven is watching. Who are we trying to impress? Can anybody here heal our bodies? No. Can anybody here turn our situation around? No. Only God can. Leprosy is a disgusting disease that causes the body to become deformed. However, he didn't care what people thought. He didn't care about embarrassment or others' opinions. This man had to humble himself in a way we could never even imagine. He had to walk into the crowd and humble himself so that he could reach Jesus, like the woman with the issue of blood. And guess what? He was a Samaritan. We could learn something from the Samaritans, you know. They were outcasts, like the Good Samaritan. Right? Yet he would go to Jesus. You know, I stand here and I preach about the goodness of God and the healing power of Jesus. And, you know, I don't really, you know, some folks like it, some folks don't. Some folks will say what and don't say what. I am standing here and I'm preaching God's word and I'm going to tell you what I know to be true. I know that Jesus Christ is a healer. And that if you go to him, he will listen. But we have to move pride out of the way. Pride is a stumbling block that blocks us from getting our blessings and healing. Next slide. And friends, worship is vital. When God has blessed us, we must be freed up to what? Worship the Lord. Has anybody ever hear a song sung in this church and you just want to get up and clap? I see oftentimes I hear a song and I start to clap, and until I start to clap, nobody else claps. I don't get it. Right? Do they just, nobody in this church stops you from doing anything. This is free reign to worship God. Have you ever felt like just getting up and dancing because you've had a great week and God has been so good to you? Has that ever happened? I'll show you something.
You know, in the old church, in the black church, sometimes you think, I don't know if you can hear me, but that's all right. I'll project online, you worry about. Sometimes in the black church, you know, I used to preach down here, but, you know, with COVID, we'll see what happens. The older folks, sometimes you'll see the older folks when music is playing, or something happened that touches them. Some of these old ladies, and all of a sudden you see they get up and they just start to dance. They can't help it. You know that something has happened in their lives. They just start to dance, they're not even speaking, and they don't care if anybody's watching. They don't care who's going to talk about them. They don't care who's going to write a book. They don't care who's going to call Newsday or get it on an NBC or CBS. You know, there's enough crap on there. We need to put some good stuff. They see them dancing in the church. They're just singing and dancing. And they remember how God is, and you see them up and down the aisles. And if you ask them, they'll tell you that I had cancer and the Lord healed me. And they're just dancing because they're giving God the glory. And oftentimes you'll see them raise their hands. And they don't care. Up and down the aisles. Because when nobody could do anything for them, God did it. I'm telling you. Sometimes we need to be freed up. We're so uptight, right? Everybody's different, and everybody comes from different places. But every now and then you want to be freed up to worship God, freed up just to dance before the Lord, just to tell God, God, you've been so good to me. You've been so good, God. You took care of my kid, and you've been so good. Words cannot explain, Lord God. And then whether they leave and they talk about you or not, who cares? Nobody can stop you from going into heaven. Only Jesus can. Now we get freed up to worship God. It says, the Bible says, when the leper saw Jesus, the first thing he did, he was kneel down before the Lord. This act of prayerful worship obviously moved Jesus with compassion. Worship enables a connection to Jesus and an atmosphere for him to move in our lives when we give him thanks. Next slide. And this is slide number 4, the last slide here. Give thanks to God wholeheartedly. Give thanks to God. Don't spend time trying to analyze and figure it out. We can never figure out God. We can't figure out God. People are brighter people than me have tried. And that's not hard to find brighter people than me. There are brighter people than all of us. They have tried to figure out God and they can't. Give God thanks. The Bible says once the man knew that Jesus wanted to heal him, instantly all sign of the leprosy were gone. Once God's will to heal him was settled in his heart, the man was healed. The man returned and gave Jesus thanks. Amen. Gave Jesus thanks. And friends, next slide. When last have you given Jesus thanks? You all know your own life. I'm not taking confession. You know, I'm not Roman Catholic. I'm United Methodist. It says here, no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner. He was a foreigner. And he wasn't a Jew. Yet he came back, he realized what God had done for him. Friends, we need to be like this one man. We need to be able to what? Give God thanks in spite of our circumstance or situation. Give God thanks. Now, Thanksgiving is coming. And during this season, the church always asks for people to pledge so that we know what our budget is for next year. I'm not talking about that today, but I want you to ponder. What do you have to thank God for? It says, this little writing says, forgotten thank you. The writer says, I wrote this in, do we thank God by our presence, our prayer, our testimony, and support of his church? We need to be thanking God by our presence, that we're here,
our prayer as we pray for the ministries of the world. Our testimony is we let people know what God has done and support of his church so that this church can still be here. We need you all to start thinking and praying right now. Starting today, everybody, because this church needs everyone to participate. In fact, the whole Christian life is one big thank you. The living experience of our gratitude to God for God's goodness. But many take God for granted. And what we take for granted, we never take seriously. So do not take God for granted and what God has done. Don't wait till you're sick, or your grandchildren is sick, or you lose your job, or something like that, or you've been diagnosed with some disease to thank God. Let us begin to thank God. And let us begin to count, next slide, count your blessings, and then praise the Lord. And how do we praise the Lord? We praise the Lord through our resources, our financial resources also, where we bring our resources, we think of the church, and whatever we have been given for 15 years or 20 years, we've been given the church $10 a week. Get on our knees and speak to God. And maybe God says, you know, you could now give $15 a week. Come up with a plan to thank God. To thank God for what God has done by having this church here. So we could all come and worship. Not only worship, that we could feed the hungry. We do that. That we could offer those who needs immigration help. That we do that at no cost. Undocumented children, that's the work we mostly do here. Right, that we could do other ministries, Sunday school, teaching our children, confirmation, all of that, baptism, whatever we need to do in this church. And we need to continue to be Hicksville United Methodist Church. Here, and the Lord needs you and me to participate. And for those who have been participating, God knows them. God knows each and every one of us and what we have done in the local church. If you have not been, it's now your turn to give back to God what God has first given us. Amen. Mm-hmm.